My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It is going to be one of the biggest super friends of the show. He never digresses. He's always outstanding when he is on the air. He is Tim May from Letterman Row, and he will join us shortly right here on Baskin and Phelps. We love having him on. The Buckeyes last week coming up with a win over Akron. I don't want to say a big win, but 52-6, the final in that game. We saw a lot of things out of this team that we were looking forward to seeing, in particular Will Howard, to see what he would look like. Ohio State tomorrow night, they're on the Big Ten Network, and they will take on Western Michigan. So we'll give the opportunity to see another round or another go-round of the Ohio State football team. So let's find out, what did we learn last week about the Buckeyes? And we bring in Sir Timothy May. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you fellas doing today on
this
glorious late summer afternoon?
What's the weather like in Columbus right now? Are we expecting? We're not expecting rain tomorrow night for the Bucks, are we? Well, last week they were looking for rain, and that never happened, right?
Very warm. It's very warm right now, and supposed to have some storms, possibly a front come through in the evening, with some, I think, clearing or lingering or possibly lingering clouds in the afternoon. But I think it's supposed to be pretty nice for a football game tomorrow night, maybe a little bit breezy, but the temperatures are expected to be falling into the 50s or maybe lower as the night goes on.
Ooh, that's winter
we'll
in Columbus.
Back with more. We'll be back with more about our weather after this word from Real Football.
Thank you. Staff meteorologist Tim May giving us the lowdown, seal number 7,426. Thank you.
By the way, that's a weather forecast, so there's no way in any shape or form it's expected to be accurate.
Correct.
Nor does it matter if it is.
You know who was accurate? Yeah. Will Howard last week. I liked watching him play. Jeremiah Smith,
second
man.
Half.
Real
second
deal,
half.
Baby. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Jeremiah Smith. You know, it's exaggeration because he definitely probably needs at least a year in college football. But if you just walk up to this young man and you're told he's he's one of the best receivers probably in the country and could play in the NFL, you would agree, because physically he looks the part, and mentally he seems to really get it. And, you know, after the first drop, and as Chris Carter tweeted, you know, he dropped his first pass in Ohio Stadium also, and we know Archie Griffin fumbled on what his first carry in Ohio Stadium.
How about Eddie George, yeah. Right? Three fumbles in his first three, right?
Yeah, it happens to the best of them. So, Eddie George was, you know, a couple of fumbles against Illinois. Mm-hmm. Wasn't necessarily his first carries, but he bounced back pretty well to win a Heisman Trophy also. So, Jeremiah Smith is a real deal, and it's pretty remarkable. As one of the people associated with the Ohio State football team said to me Ohio State has two unicorns on this team. You know what I mean? You know what I mean by unicorn? Rare. Doesn't come along very often. One of them is Jeremiah Smith. The other is Caleb Downs. Although Lathan Ransom looked that part at safety last week also.
Tim, I'm curious about quarterbacks in college football these days. Will Howard comes in, you know, after his 4 years at Kansas State and replaces Kyle McCord, who moved on to Syracuse. Are we going to see a complete revolving door? Because you'd make the argument that Kyle McCord was better last year maybe at Ohio State than Will Howard ever was at Kansas State, yet he comes in and McCord goes out. Is that just the way this is going to be now?
Yeah, I don't know if you could make totally – if you just look at pure raw stats, maybe you can make that argument. But, you know, Will Howard helped Kansas State and was a big part of Kansas State winning the Big 12 championship in 2022. That's something, obviously, Kyle McCord didn't do last year. Number two, there seems to be a – you know, I like Kyle McCord, so I'm not going to sit here and rip him. But there seems to be more of a little fire in the belly when it comes to Will Howard. And Will Howard, if you watched him play, especially in the second half last week when he finally got his feet down. Now, they were playing Akron, but Akron had some transfers, and Akron looked like a pretty competent football team as far as I was concerned.
I thought so, too.
Especially in the first half.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the point is, you just saw Will Howard. I wrote a story about it earlier this week. When you watched him last week, he just looked like the guy. Not saying he's going to be Dan Marino or Lamar Jackson or, you know, Patrick Mahomes, but he just looked like the guy out there and seemed to be in control of things the more the game went on. And that's what stands out about him is, you know, as the Urban Meyer line was, he was a grown rear-end man. So I almost slipped there, but I didn't because, you know what, I take y'all's radio program quite seriously.
Oh, of course you have. Yes, yeah.
We do.
Yeah. Yeah. The program. By the way, y'all look a lot taller over the radio, too.
But, I do.
Thank you.
But the bottom line is, comparing these two now is kind of moot because who cares? I mean, one's playing for Syracuse and one's playing for Ohio State, and, you know, you ride with each one, right, whichever school you're at.
But you think it's going to be a continuous revolving door, though? I don't mean Ohio State. I mean just quarterbacks. Are the days of a guy going to one school, that's it, not transferring, are those over?
Well, I don't think you can make a blanket statement on that because look at Miller Moss, you know, but at USC, but the, you know, Carson Beck at Georgia, Stetson Bennett at Georgia, who won two straight national championships. I mean, they tried to run him off, you know, twice, and he ended up being one of the better college football quarterbacks in history as far as just willing his team or guiding his team to national championships. I don't think you can put a blanket statement out there, but the funny thing about it is, ever since I started covering Ohio State in 1984, quarterbacks have been transferred. I mean, Kent Graham transferred into Ohio State in, what, 1990, 91 from Notre Dame, ended up being their starting quarterback in 91 when I really thought Kirk Herbstreit probably should have been the guy. Then Herbstreit got his turn. But quarterbacks have been coming and going everywhere, but sitting out a year in the old days.
Yeah.
So you're always looking. You only get five. Well, in the old days, you get 5 years to play four. They may be changing it to 5 years to play five. Who knows what's coming down the road from the NCAA. But, you know, the clock starts ticking. I mean, just like Joe Burrow was here, what, 3 years? And finally, when he didn't necessarily win that battle with Dwayne Haskins Jr. in the spring of 2018, he went to LSU, you know, was an average quarterback in 2018, whereas Dwayne Haskins Jr., set Big Ten records for Ohio State in 18. Then in 19, Joe Burrow, they brought in a new offensive coordinator. Some guys matured on that football team. And next thing you know, he's playing as well, if not better than any quarterback in Southeastern Conference history. So you pretty much got to go. If you really feel like you're worthy, you pretty much roll the dice and take your chances and make a move. And what's really scary about it now, though, is you may make that move and still be behind a guy, and then the next year they bring in a guy better than you from the transfer portal. So, you know, it's kind of – Devin Brown is kind of facing that little conundrum now at Ohio State because they went out and got Will Howard, and Will Howard won the job in preseason, but he's only here 1 year. So what does Devin Brown do? Does he stick around? He stuck around. You know, right now he has stuck around, but, you know, we have a little bit of decision to make because – obviously they're bringing in Tavian St. Clair, incredibly talented quarterback out of Bell Fountain next year. And we all know, you've all heard the talk about Julian Sayin, who transferred from Alabama after just 3 weeks at the Capstone, transferred to Alabama after Nick Saban retired. And you've heard all the, you know, all the glowing comments about him in practice, the way he's looked. So, yeah, I mean, I think quarterbacks should ask themselves that question, especially in this transfer portal age where there's a chance you can find a place and go play immediately. I think that's here to stay as long as the transfer portal is.
It's funny, Tim, because I keep having flashbacks to a guy like, and I'm going to throw a real old name. Remember Mark Garcia?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The quarterback that was probably going to have a shot at Ohio State but kept getting hurt.
Sure.
And then ended up, you know, I think he had a tryout with the Bengals, even after he barely played at all at Ohio State.
Yeah, he was talented. I mean, and you remember Brett Powers, who transferred in and spelled Bobby Hoying and looked really good. They literally put him in, you know, in the middle of late in games or, you know, second half, and he looked quite poised back there and looked really good. And, you know, so you can pick up a pretty good backup in this situation. Also, of course, he looked pretty good until the Michigan game, the last game of the year. But you know how that bugaboo's been there, was there for a while under John Cooper.
Yeah, you throw everything out. It didn't matter. I'm gonna go back and just ask you really quick because you brought that up. Because it was confusing because Jeff and I were trying to talk about it earlier in the week. If the NCAA changes some of these eligibility rules, are we talking about 6 years to play five seasons?
I don't understand it yet.
Okay.
I mean, that has not come close, I don't think, to being concreted. Is that the correct term?
It is.
But who knows? I mean, the NCAA, when we talk about the NCAA, I keep reminding people, we're talking about the members of the NCAA. There isn't somebody just making rules over in Indianapolis. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're scrambling. The old saying goes, they're like the, you know, when you see a duck going across a pond, he looks pretty calm, but underneath it, you know, there's a lot of paddling going on. There's a lot of paddling going on in the NCAA right now just to try to get a handle on this. You know, and I go back to that transfer stuff, transfer portal, you know, the only word that comes to mind that would give them, meaning NCAA member schools, more power in that realm would be is the word contracts with players, the word contract. And they just don't want to go there because, you know, if you're under contract to the Cleveland Browns, you don't just get up and leave, you know?
Right.
Well, you can, but you're not going to play somewhere else, breach of contract. But we'll see if they ever get to that.
Hmm. All right, Tim, as always, we enjoy talking to you. We'll hopefully talk to you next week, and we've got an off week next week, right?
No, No Western Michigan preview, no nothing. No reaction to last night's game. No reaction to USC finding a defense, enough of a defense to beat LSU. Nothing.
Well, you just gave it to us. Okay. Thank you. That's why we appreciate
you. We think the Buckeyes are pretty good against Western.
We feel good about the Bucks tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it'll be pretty good. I think it'll be pretty good. Western's defense is pretty decent. Ohio State's ready, I think, to rock and roll in this one.
Let's see what happens. I was going to ask you about the offensive line, but I'll hold that for another day. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
Fellas.
All right, bye. Tim May, the awesome Tim May, who joins us every week to talk a little bit about Ohio State from Letterman Row.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.